Let's take a look today at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu leaves his parents' home. He's headed to Padan Aram to find a wife, or four. And on the way, as we know, the Chumash tells us that he stops at a location which Chazal explained was Makom HaMikdash Har Moriah, place where the Akedah had occurred a number of decades earlier. And Chazal explained that he davened Mariv, Ayifka B'Makom, the Gemara, beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, explains is the source for Yaakov Tikein Arvis, and it was an extraordinary Mariv. Not often that you know how extraordinary davening is. This Mariv immediately was followed by one of the great nevuos of Chumash. Vayachalom, v'hinei sulamu tzavarza, rosho magia shamayma. In a nevuah dream, he sees the famous nevuah of the ladder, malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo. Malachim are going up, malachim are coming down. And then, ni Hashem itzav alav, Kadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, standing above him, and he says, ani Hashem elokei avraham avicha elokei yitzchak, the God of your father and grandfather, Eretz Yisrael will be yours. Eretz Shata Shochev Aleh Lecha Tenenu Ula Zarecha. Eretz Yisrael will be yours and to your Zera. And you will be, Kadosh Baruch Hu, here, communicates to him that Am Hashem will come through him, the bracha that Yitzchak had given him not long before, at the end of Parshas told us. Yitzchak had conveyed to Yaakov Avinu Birkas Avram, the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, the bracha of giving rise to Am Hashem, to Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to reinforce that, to second the motion, as it were. You'll have Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to take care of you right now. Heading off to Beis Lavan, Hini Anochi Imocha Shmarticha B'chol Asher Telech. So the Ramban is curious about the opening of the Nevuah. The core of Nevuah appears to be the message from Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Nitzav Alav, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you're going to be the Memalei Makom of Avraham Yitzchak, you're going to be the third of the three of us, you're going to be the progenitor of Am Hashem. You're going to your children, you're heading out of Eretz Yisrael right now, you're heading to your first Galus, but your family will inherit Eretz Yisrael. But what's the significance of the opening line? Before Ribbono Shel Olam speaks to Yaakov indirectly, he shows him this vision of the malachim and the ladder. What's that supposed to mean? As I fit into the picture. So let's take a look at the Ramban. Ramban presents two approaches. Hinei sulamu tzavarza, v'rosho magia shamayim, hinei malachi elokim olim v'yordim bo. Perk chafches, pasuk yudbeis. Right, so Ramban, hero v'chalom ha'nevuah. Ribbono Shel Olam shows Yaakov Avinu this opening vision of the Nevuah. Says, in order to understand this, you have to know the following background: that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates in this world via the Malachim. They're carrying out divine command, but they are Ribbono Shel Olam's robots. They are, so to speak, the Yad HaRicht of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim themselves are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not Chalila independent powers, but they're creatures, they're tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Welcome in. Malachim, forces Ribbono Shel Olam created to get things done. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tends to operate in this world through Malachim, Big Zeres Elyon. They're following this divine instruction. Ki Malachi Elokim, Asher Shalach Hashem Lisalech Baretz. Lo yasu kitana o gedola al shuvam lehisyatzev al don kalaretz. Rabban stresses. Ribbono Shel Olam sends malachim to into this world. They're not going to make a move, nothing major, nor even anything minor. Al shuvam lehisyatzev al don kalaretz lemar, before they check back in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They'll say, hishalach nebaretz, hine yoshevez b'shalva, or melei acher v'dam. They'll, so to speak, report back to Ribbono Shel Olam, v'hu yitzaveh aleihem l'shuv l'redes b'aretz v'lasos d'ro. So it's throughout the Tanakh, the reference in the Tanakh to the fact that the malachim are carrying out orders. And so the Ramban says that that's the opening concept you need to be, understand. Malachim are the forces Rav Hashem created through which he impacts this world. The Herahu, so with that in mind, appreciating the significance, the general significance and the general function of a Malach, so what's the significance of the opening of this Nevuah? Herahu ki hu yisbarach nitzav al sulam. Part of the significance of the image of Rebbe Shalom, with which Rebbe Shalom opens this Chalom HaNavua, the Sulam Mutzavartza, Rosh Magir Shamaima, Chelakim Olam Yordan, but part of what you need to interpret that Pasuk is the beginning of the following Pasuk. Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav Ayomar. Not just that all of a sudden he hears the voice of Rebbe Shalom, but he envisions that Rebbe Shalom is, as it were, standing above a love. Above whom? Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, says Ramban, Hu Yisbarach Nitzav Al Hasulam. It doesn't mean that first he saw the ladder in Malachim and then number two HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to him. Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, as it were, atop the ladder. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yaakovin, you see the Malachim, you see you have this whole system, how I run the world, Malachim going up, Malachim going down, the ladder, as it were, between Shemayim and Aretz, Malachim come and check with me, and they go back down to take care of business. Umavticho liyitzah, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atop the ladder. That's intriguing. Number one, the Ramban, it should be known, Ramban just explained, what's the significance of Malachim going up and then coming down? We usually imagine Malachim being in Shemayim, headquartered upstairs, and they would come down and come back up. So Ramban already explained the previous paragraph that Malachim, Bosha might send Malachim down, but then they're going to have to come back and check with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get instruction, get direction, before they carry out instructions. So that's number one. Olim v'yordim, going up and then going down, I believe part of the Ramban is saying, is the olim v'malach elokim, olim and then yordim, first going up and then going down, that highlights the fact that even when malachim are in this world, they're only operating by the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So malachim, and that's the image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yaakov, you see how I run this world? I have malachim, I have a system, tools that I use, that carry out my will, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for you, I'm Nitzav al Hasulam. I myself am atop the ladder. Meaning, says Rabban, Mavticho li Yaakov b'havetocha gedola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yaakov a great promise, very significant. Behudia shehu lo yibyar ha-malach. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu even says anything, just the image of Hashem being Nitzav al Hasulam is already a haftacha. That this is how the world works. Malachim going up, Malachim going down. But that's not you. Hashem said, "Ushmartich b'chashatelech." I myself, so to speak, will carry you. I myself will take care of you. Yechela Hashem, Yeimo Tamer. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will, so to speak, be with Yaakov personally at all times. And he points that pasuk. Hinei Anochi Imach Ushmartich b'chashatelech. I'm going to take care of you, so to speak, personally. Ki malachim gedolim mishar tzadikim shnei Abraham, ki malachim itzavalach shmar b'chol drachecha teilim tzadiyav. At the parak of Yehinoam, there we say it's madrega that ki malachim itzavalach that Kadosh Baruch Hu will command the malachim to take care of you. L'shmar b'chol drachecha. That's already a madrega, and as Ramban says, that parak is talking about tzadikim. Tzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will, so to speak, assign them, you know, a heavier detail of a personal angelic bodyguards. The Yaakov Avinu is even higher than that. Direct care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is one of the places where Rabban expresses the idea that he has, and the Rambam has, other Rishonim have, that there's a sliding scale of Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everyone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in all of our lives. And at the same time, sometimes it's, so to speak, more direct, more hands-on, and sometimes it's more indirect. A mashal that I sometimes think about, imagine that you have a municipal government. They look at the budget and they realize that they're wasting a tremendous amount of money on the air conditioners. Because tens of thousands of municipal offices all over the city, and the employees tend to just leave the AC running all day, all night. So the mayor decides everyone has to start shutting off the AC. Last person out of the office, you got to shut off the AC. So he puts out an executive order that as of whatever date, June 20th, everyone has to, last person out of the office is obligated by law to turn off the AC. So it may well be that on June 20th, every single AC in every single municipal office throughout that city will be turned off at the end of the workday. There'll probably be one office where the mayor has a photo op and he personally flips the switch to show that he's conserving energy and conserving money for the city. There'll be that one lucky office. Maybe it'll be the mayor's own office. Maybe it'll be the most egregious offender up until that point in terms of leaving the AC on, or maybe the environmental office, whatever it be. There'll be one or two. There'll be one office where the mayor does it with his own finger, and then the other 999 offices, it'll be turned off. The mayor turned those off as well, but not with his own finger. There's a system for promulgating the executive order, and everyone got the memo. So the mayor will get the job done in all 1,000 offices. The AC will be turned off at the end of the workday in all 1,000 offices. But one of them was directly turned off by the mayor. The rest were turned off indirectly through the system that he has in place to get stuff done. Now, it's not obviously a perfect mashal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu system is much better. Obviously, the mayor is depending on human beings who have Bechir Chavshis, who will choose whether or not to listen to the executive order. They should, but as we know, not everyone always does what they're supposed to do. So in principle, the mayor is having all 1,000 ACs go off at the end of the workday. Maybe some of them won't end up not being turned off, but he's getting the job done directly or indirectly. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only omnipotent, but he's using a system of Malachim who have no Bechir Chavshis. So the job is getting done, but it's a question of whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, doing it with his own hands, metaphorically speaking, directly, personally, or through the system that he has in place to get the job done. But that system of Malachim, the system of angelic forces created by the Rebbe Shlom, are just tools, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tools, to carry out his will, to carry out his vision. So that's what the Rabban is saying. The greater a tzaddik, the more direct the hashkacha pratis. So the tzaddikim already are taken care of through constant concern and care from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his malachim. And Yaakovinu is mamish, so to speak, hands on. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispenses malachim and takes care of Yaakovinu personally. Right? The typical guest shows up to the hotel, and the staff will take care of the guest. And though that's a well-run hotel, the staff will take great care of the of any guest. But if someone is a personal friend of the owner, so the owner may show up and show his friend to the room on his own. Anyone else would also be shown to their room. And the hotel owner has a system, he has great staff, they get the job done beautifully, but it's still different when it's the hotel owner, as it were, taking care of you, taking you personally to your room. So that's what Ramban says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Yaakov Avinu. The image of the Sulam, number one, the Malachim going up and going down, that highlights the fact that Malachim are merely carrying out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bidding, and yet, and again, Malachim are carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bidding, and many things are taken care of through Malachim, and that's great. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to execute his will. But Yaakov Avinu is going to get an even higher degree of personal, white glove, direct hashgacha pratis from Rebbe Shalom, as it were, him directly. So that's the significance of this story. That's the significance of opening image according to Pshutosha, the simple approach of the Ramban. And then he quotes one approach, al derech medrash. Al das Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He quotes one of the ancient medrash in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. He says, this is a little bit of a repeat thematically on the Nevuah that Avram had had at the time Bris Ben Absarim. He said, unlike the approach to Ramban, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying these malachim are not for you, I'll take care of you personally. Unlike the Ramban's approach, that the malachim, what Yaakov is not getting, and Pirkei Avos understands that the malachim represent different empires that rose and fell. He says Daniel describes this as well. Daniel speaks about the Tsar, the angel that that overlooks, that oversees its particular country, the Tsar of Malchus Yavan, the Tsar of Malchus Paras. And he says, "Hivticho, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying, 'Ki hu yisala yimo b'choshei lech b'nehem.' You will be busy with these malachim, as in you'll be in galus among the nations, among the empires, whom these malachim oversee. But I'll be with you. You will be interacting with malachim. But I'm the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's nitzav al asulam." Hashem assures Yaakov that you're going to go into Galus. Yaakov himself went to Galus more than once. And Chal Yisrael will go into Galus multiple times. We will be in Galus. We will suffer in Galus. At the same time, Rosh Hashem will still be holding our hands. He goes on to quote the language of the Pirkei Elazar, that they each, all that, and another explanation, the Olam Yordim, each Malach went up, 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 and then falls down. And the number of rungs that each malach climbed corresponded to the length and years of the galus that Klal Yisrael would suffer under that particular empire. Sar Malchus Bavel goes up Shivim Ukim V'yorid. Goes up 70 rungs, then he comes down. So that's a reference to the 7 years of Galus Bavel. Sar Malchus Madai goes up 52, comes down. Malchus Yavan goes up 180, comes down. And then he says, Tzar Malchus Edom is going all of your age. Tzar Malchus Edom is going up and up and up. And now we know Galus Edom has already run for almost 2,000 years. So Yaakov Avinu says, well, what's going to happen here? Rosh Hashanah, don't worry. In Tagvia Kenesher, quotes a puzzling Ovadia. Nesher is a reference often to, among others, to the Roman Empire. It's going to be very long. The Gulfs that began with the Roman Empire will last for a very long time, but it will not be forever. Even this Galus will come to close in Mirtz Hashem soon, but we know whether it's sooner or later, this Galus too will come to a close. And that's the significance of the Olim, the Yardim, that you saw the rise, it's a reference to the rise and fall of each empire. Various nations, each nation, each power, each culture has its rise and its fall. Malachi Elohim, which for the Pirkei Avos references to the Sarim for particular Malchios, they go up and they ultimately come down. Klal Yisrael goes into Galus, but that Galus ultimately comes to an end. And I would highlight that when he says that this Mare is Ke'inyan Bein Abisarim LaAvram, you'll remember, and with this we close, that part of the imagery, the opening imagery of that nevuah is the Yotzei Oseh HaChutza. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him outside, right? And he said, "Look, count the stars." Why did you take him outside? It's Pashpia, took him outside so you can see the stars. You're inside the tent, you can't see the stars. But the question is, well, why did the Torah have to tell me that? Okay, why did it say? He showed him the stars. We could figure out on his own. Okay, he walked out of his tent every day. Why did the Torah have to tell me the Yotzei Oseh HaChutza? So the Gemara has an additional layer of meaning. And he said, same is taknina shalcha. He's taking him out of the box he had been caught in. He'd been caught in the box of astrology, a box of mazel, ein mazel Yisrael. And Shechter often says that mazel, ein mazel Yisrael, in our terminology, means that Kalal Yisrael are not bound by the laws of history, the laws of physics and chemistry, and they're also patterns of history. They're patterns of human development and development of the rise and fall of various cultures. And in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avinu, Klal Yisrael will not be subject to the normal flow, the normal patterns of the development of nations. So what Mark Twain famously noted in that Harper's article from 1890s, it goes around every Pesach, he wonders, like we can't figure out, at the end of a long essay, it was mostly about anti-Semitism, he closes with a reflection, ends with a kasha, leaves it with a tzarachim. He ends the article by wondering, he can't really understand how it is, and points at this phenomenon, that the Jewish nation does not seem to be subject to the normal rise and fall of other cultures. So we just seem to, despite being been out of our homeland in a persecuted nation for almost two millennia, somehow, not only we survive, but we thrive. And he closes, we can't understand what is the secret of the Jew. The secret of the Jew is the Hisham Lav Sayyidullah, the Havtacha, Bakarish Baruchut Avram Avinu. And as Rambam points out, according to Pirkei Avot, this Nevuas Hasulam is also referring back to that same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu showing Avraham, and in that sense, perhaps the two approaches of the Ramban coalesce. The two approaches of the Ramban come together. Kadosh Baruch Hu showing Yaakov Avinu, there'll be the various empires, various superpowers will rise and fall, and we will, for a period of time, be subject to them. But Kadosh Baruch Hu also is going to pull us through, and Hashem nitzav alav, u'shmatichi b'chol asher telech. And in fact, we don't have a malach that goes up and down. Ein mazel liyisrael, and that brings us back to the Ramban's approach al derech pshat. There's a way the world works, the malachim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but you're going to be different. You're going to get personal attention, and in the sense of masa avos simen labanim, that perhaps the uniquely intense hashgacha pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov that he's going to enjoy was perhaps also a simen for the ongoing unique connection and care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give Kalal Yisrael throughout all the generations, even all the centuries and centuries of Galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishnah, we should very soon see the end of the Aliyah of the Sar Malchus Edom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Geula Shalema Dehima. I will say thank you so much for joining. Have a marvelous day.